Demands for justice. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Some lawmakers are boiling mad after two of the Americans, the four of them, were kidnapped in Mexico and two are found dead.
We need to bankrupt them. We need to put them out of business. And the people responsible for these murders need to be brought to justice.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas on Fox News. The other two Americans were rescued and are recovering in a Texas hospital. Mexican officials say they have one suspect in custody and are searching for others. They believe the Americans were caught in a turf war between two rival drug cartels. A federal agency launches a probe into Norfolk Southern's safety practices.
The National Transportation Safety Board says since December 2021, it has sent crews to look into five significant accidents involving Norfolk Southern, including a train carrying hazardous materials derailing in East Palestine, Ohio, and incidents leading to the deaths of two railway workers. The NTSB launching a special investigation into the railway's organization and safety culture, urging the company to take immediate action to review and assess its safety practices.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells a Senate panel the central bank may need to raise interest rates by 0.5 percentage point this month to tackle persistent inflation during a growing economy.
Powell says the softening trends of the economy appear to have partly reversed in hiring, spending, factory production, and inflation.
The historical record cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy. We will stay the course until the job is done.
Powell also speaks to the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday. It's his last scheduled public remarks before the Fed's next meeting, March 21st and 22nd. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And the prospects of a bigger-than-expected rate hike sent stocks down sharply. The Dow plunged 575 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz agrees to testify before a Senate committee later this month over complaints of union-busting practices.
Senator Bernie Sanders is leading the effort to roast Schultz.
I want Mr. Schultz to tell us that at long last he is going to stop his illegal activity, that he's going to sit down with the union and negotiate a contract.
Sanders is demanding Schultz testify about the roughly 80 complaints lodged by the National Labor Relations Board against Starbucks. Just last week, a federal judge ruled that the coffee chain violated labor laws while responding to a unionization campaign in Buffalo, New York.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The Biden administration may decide as soon as this week if a new oil drilling operation in Alaska, known as the Willow Project, will move forward.
ConocoPhillips has controlled leases in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska's North Slope for nearly 25 years. The company says the area they want to drill now holds an estimated 600 million barrels worth of oil. And they say they want five drilling pads to do it. The Bureau of Land Management recently narrowed that down to three pads should the project move forward. The state's two Republican senators and the Democratic congresswoman for Alaska have all backed the project. But the White House has been flooded with letters arguing this will contribute to climate change. A petition with nearly 3 million signatures argues the same. Some of Alaska's indigenous groups are protesting the project as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the U.S. Army brings back a tried and true recruiting slogan.
Be all you can be.
The Army used the slogan for decades until revamping it after the 9/11 terror attacks. It hopes the ad campaign will help it rebound from its worst recruiting year in decades. The Army falling about 25% short of its 60,000 recruiting goal. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.